The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want you to imagine something. I don't know whether you like symphony orchestras or not. I do. Haven't been to a symphony concert for a long, long time. But it's an absolutely thrilling experience to go to a symphony concert, to hear the music. But I want you to imagine this. You go into the massive auditorium. There is the symphony orchestra, and the conductor walks up to the podium. He gets his baton. He taps it, and he begins with flourish to begin the symphony. No one plays. No one plays. He puts a baton down, and you can see the frustration in his face, and you hear him say, "What's the matter with you people? I'm the conductor. Let's try this again. All right, maybe you didn't see me. All right, got all these people watching us. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now watch carefully." And so he lifts his baton, but before he gives the downbeat, they begin playing. They begin playing on their own. And they're playing the music in front of them, but they're all at a different place in the music. And the conductor is waving his arms around wildly, but nobody's following his direction. Now, would that be an enjoyable concert for you? No. That's what's happening in a lot of evangelical churches. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The pastor is like the conductor. Now, the conductor is not God himself. And by the way, the conductor is not the authority. The authority is the musical score. And that was written by somebody else, you know, Bach, Beethoven, Schubert, or whoever. The conductor is not the authority, but he leads the orchestra through the authoritative text, which is the musical score. The pastor is not the ultimate authority. The Word of God is, and the Bible was written by God himself. But the pastor has the responsibility to lead his congregation to understand and, if you will, play the music in front of them, which is the Word of God. The pastor is like the conductor in that the conductor does not change the score. What a tragedy that would be if the conductor got up and right in the middle of the symphony begins changing the musical score because he didn't like it. Now, that's happening in a lot of churches too, but it shouldn't be happening in the evangelical church. The conductor is leading the orchestra to interpret the score. If it's an emotional climax, then he's very emphatic. If it is very quiet, it's pianissimo. His actions will reflect that, and his attitude will reflect that. Now, why did I even bring that up? Because of a brand new poll out that indicates that in Protestant churches, and not just evangelical churches, Protestant churches, 72% of Protestant pastors answered yes to this statement. It is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different than the sex they were born with. 72% of Protestant pastors answered in the affirmative. Do you agree with this statement? It is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different than the sex they were born with. 72% of Protestant pastors said yes. 14% said no, they did not agree with that. All right, so where does this whole conductor thing come in? When the people in the pew were asked, do you believe it is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different than the sex they were born with? Only 44% of the people in the pew agreed with that. A full 30% difference between the pastor and the congregation. There are some orchestras out there playing their own score and not following the conductor. Now, here's where it gets a little more difficulty. In that purely crazy hypothetical scenario that I gave you, whose responsibility is it to get everybody back on the same page and playing the same score in the same place? It's the conductor. It is the conductor's responsibility to take leadership of the orchestra and say, all right, folks, tonight we are playing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Do you all have the score there in front of you? All right, open it up. Page one, we're going to the beginning. Anybody disagree? Everybody got the same music. All right, I am going to begin it. I will conduct it. In other words, I will lead you. So many Protestant pastors and even evangelical pastors are scared to death to preach what they believe because they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to upset anybody. They don't want anybody to leave. They got to pay the rent. They got to pay the mortgage. They got to pay the utility bills, and they got to pay my salary. And so it becomes nickels and noses rather than the truth of the Word of God. It is an absolute tragedy that there is a 30% difference between the pulpit and the pew concerning whether it is morally wrong for an individual to identify with a gender different than the sex they were born with. 30% difference. We have orchestras where every person in the orchestra is just doing their own thing. I'm going to go to church. I don't want to believe what my church teaches. I'm certainly not going to obey what I am told. But I feel good. I get a good feeling when I go to church, but don't expect me to believe what they're teaching. If you listen to the beginning of my program every single day, I say the future of America is not in the hands of Washington, D.C., but in the pulpits and pews of America. I believe that. What is being taught and preached from our pulpits has never been more important. And I challenge pastors. You have the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. There is nothing on planet Earth as authoritative as the Word of God. We don't need more Bible discussions where everybody sits in a circle and gives their own interpretation. Today, more than ever, we need pastors, we need preachers who will stand in the pulpit and without apology say, thus saith the Lord. Here's what God has to say about family and marriage and gender and sexuality. They need to say it with love. They need to say it with compassion. But they need to say it with unapologetic authority. Otherwise, we're having a symphony that is nothing but discord.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this will probably be the last time I mention the Bible League campaign to you. I will probably give you a final report on Monday. All right. But we got a new hero, Elaine in Columbus, called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. We're now right at $300 away from $22,000. Our campaign ends today. The banner may be left up over the weekend at thewordcolumbus.com. I'm not sure when that banner is going to come down. It's still there now, and you can still call, but time is short. And we're just about $300 away from $22,000. 800-YES-WORD. But I want to thank Elaine in Columbus, who just a short time ago called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. God bless you, Elaine. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. What an unbelievable campaign.
Bob, there's some other good news, too.
Yeah, what's that?
Jeff, your regular producer, will be back on Monday.
Alan is my engineer du jour. Alan is our production director here at WRFD. And Jeff has been on vacation all week, and he will be back, Lord willing, on Monday.
He was in Texas.
Texas?
His family there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know he's from Cleveland. I didn't know he had family in Texas. Yeah. Well, good.
Well, that's what he says anyway.
Yeah, well, who knows?
You know, Jeff.
Yeah. So anyway, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Or go online, thewordcolumbus.com. Please, we're just $300 away, or just a little over $300 away from $22,000. I'll give you a final report on Monday, and we will rejoice together. I mentioned the half-price tuition to you. We have a few left at Northside Christian School in Westerville. We have a few left at New Hope Christian Academy down in Circleville. We have a few at Ohio Christian University, and I'm talking half-price. Some of these you can save anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 on a year's tuition. And I keep telling you, the Christian schools are going to be filled to capacity this coming fall. People are getting fed up with the public schools. In addition to that, homeschooling. This is an Associated Press story. Here it is. Here's the first sentence of this Associated Press story. The rate of households homeschooling their children doubled from the start of the pandemic last spring to the start of the new school year last September, according to a new U.S. Census Bureau report released this week. Doubled. Homeschooling. 100% increase. In 1 year, less than a year, from March to September, 100% increase of homeschooled homes. I don't have these statistics for people switching from public school to Christian schools. I believe those statistics will be very similar. Quote, last spring, about 5.4% of all U.S. households with school-aged children were homeschooling them. That figure rose to 11% by last fall. 11%. Then it's broken down by ethnicity. Black households saw the largest jumps in rates of homeschooling going from, you ready for this? Black households saw the largest jump in rates of homeschooling going from 3.3% in the spring to 16.1% in the fall. Wow! That's in the black community. Before this whole COVID thing, 3.3% of black households were homeschooling. This past spring, it jumped to 16.1%. Hispanic households went from 6.2% to 12.1%. Asian households went from 4.9% to 8.8%. And let's see. The states, when it's broken down by states, Alaska. Wow. Alaska. And again, we're talking about a period of just a few months. Alaska went from 9.6% of households to 27.5% homeschooling. 9.6% to 27.5. In Florida, the rate jumped from 5% to 18%. And in Vermont, uber liberal Vermont, the rate went from 4.1% to 16.9%. People are fed up with the public schools. If you want to get your kids into a Christian school, you better do it fast. And if we've got any of those half-price tuitions left, you better grab them. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.